Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting third. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dave Rosello. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Stone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Steve Stone. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jerry White. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dennis Blair. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Dennis Blair. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White, who is chasing the ball. Kessinger reaches third base with a triple. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Monday for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Biedner takes first base on ball 4. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Biedner. The throw from Swisher and he is out, Rosello applying the tag. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Foley hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Dwyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo misplays the ball. That's an error on Trillo. Dwyer moves to second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwyer scores. Jorgensen moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. White hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Expos. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Mackinnon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dennis Blair is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Blair strikes out. Two outs. Larry Biotner batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Biotner is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Stone covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rosello hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Stone strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White who is chasing the ball. Kessinger reaches third base with a triple. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dwyer hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Swisher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen strikes out. Swisher drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Jorgensen out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardinal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cardinal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardinal takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardinal. The throw from Carter and he is out, Mackinnon applying the tag. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Trillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Expos. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Swisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Swisher hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry White batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0 for 1 in the game. Mackinnon hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Rosello is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosello hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rosello. The throw from Carter and he is out, Foley applying the tag. One out. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kessinger is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 triples. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen fields the ball and throws to Blair covering. Safe. Kessinger moves to second. Jerry Morales batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Kessinger moves to third. Monday moves to second. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Pat Scanlon pinch hits for Dennis Blair. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Scanlon strikes out. One out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Murray now pitching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Trillo bunts towards the mound. Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. Thornton moves to second. One out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Swisher is 0 for 2 in the game. Swisher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thornton moves to third. Champ Summers pinch hits for Dave Rosello. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Summers hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Stone is 0 for 2 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Rob Sparing now playing third base. Don Kessinger now playing shortstop. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dwyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dwyer hits a pop-up towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Parrish is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 triples. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Monday is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kessinger moves to second. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Morales bunts towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon fields it and throws to second for the out. Kessinger moves to third. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thornton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a line drive into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Carter reaches second base with a double. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carter moves to third. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0 for 2 in the game. Mackinnon hits a line drive off the glove of Sparing, and into shallow left field. Mackinnon reaches second base with a double. Carter scores. White moves to third. It's 3-1, Expos. Dale Murray is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stone fields it and throws to home to get White. Mackinnon moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Biotner takes first base on ball 4. Murray moves to second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Foley is 0-3 in the game. Foley hits a pop-up towards third. Sparing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Dwyer is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Dwyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mackinnon scores. There goes Murray trying to get to home. Morales throws the ball into Swisher who tags Murray who's trying to score from second, for the out. Biotner moves to second. It's 4-1, Expos. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Trillo is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Trillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Heiser pinch hits for Steve Swisher. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Heiser hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock pinch hits for Rob Sparing. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Lockhock takes first base on ball 4. Trillo moves to second. Bill Madlock pinch hits for Steve Stone. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Madlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trillo moves to third. Lockhock moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Kessinger is 3-3 in the game, with a single, two triples, and a walk. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trillo tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Expos. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Monday is 2-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Dunn now playing third base. Paul Ruchel now pitching. Gene Heiser now playing center field. George Mitterwald now catching. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jorgensen is 0-3 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Ruchel covering, for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Parrish is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a line drive into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Carter is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Morales is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. Morales hits a line drive towards third. Parrish reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cardinal is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Foley. Cardinal moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Thornton is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cardinal moves to third. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Trillo is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Trillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cardinal scores. Thornton moves to second. It's 4-3, Expos. Gene Heiser batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Heiser is 0-for-1 in the game. Heiser takes first base on ball 4. Thornton moves to third. Trillo moves to second. George Mitterwald batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Mitterwald hits a line drive into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thornton tags and scores. Two outs. It's Cubs, 4, Expos, 4. Vic Harris pinch hits for Ron Dunn. Vic Harris batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Harris hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Vic Harris now playing third base. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of 1-1. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Mackanin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mackanin bunts towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mackanin for the out. White moves to second. One out. Jim Little pinch hits for Dale Murray. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Little hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Little reaches second base with a double. White scores. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.